Whatever you did, it worked. Didn't even need Hall driving all the way back to Pier to save you.
Okay, I just switched the microphone from the computer to the camera, so. Okay, sounding okay? Okay, I'll start over here. Again, Alan Nedved, Deputy Director with the Division of Parks and Recreation out of Pier, and on page 38, you'll see the Division of Parks and Recreation campaign and revenue reports there, and like I said, there's some things on there we haven't seen in a while. There's a few negative symbols on this report, but very minor in nature, and as we kind of looked at the numbers and done a little bit more analysis, some things that aren't completely unexpected, but nonetheless, we're still looking at a very busy summer ahead of us, and May was a great month for camping, and our Memorial Day was excellent. All the parks were full. The weather was pretty good. Memorial Day is always kind of a crapshoot when it comes to what you're going to expect for a weather Memorial Day, but at least two of the 3 days for most locations was excellent, and fishing was really good in a lot of spots as well. So for May, our numbers are about even with last year. Typically in May, about 14% of camping units makes up the annual number. So we got a lot of summer and a lot of season left ahead in front of us. So there's still a lot of good things there. But one thing we did do was we kind of projected back this time last year, looking at the number of reservations that were made ahead of time, and we're trying to get better at seeing what we have on the books that's coming down the pike, so to speak, so we can really truly measure kind of where we're at from any specific time of the season. But as of right now, even though we were pretty even for actual camping units in May, the amount of reservations that are on the books for June arrivals still remains at 15% higher than last year. And the amount of reservations made at this date and time last year as well for arrivals in July is 25% higher than last year. So what we're seeing in a lot of cases is that people are understanding the reservation system, the 90-day window, how to organize and get those sites earlier and more efficiently probably than previous years. So the competitive nature for some of those high-demand campsites is apparent, and what we saw is a lot of folks are making those reservations earlier and maybe a little bit longer. So as of right now, it's still looking like a really good summer. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of activities going on this summer that weren't going on last summer, like baseball and soccer, and the pools will likely be open. So there will be some return to some of those types of things as well. But overall, we're seeing really, really good numbers. Page 39 shows the revenue report. Again, for the month of May, overall we're down 11%. But when you look at the year-to-date, we still remain up considerably at 26%. Most notably with camping services. We still remain, the revenue collected for camping is 25% higher than last year. So things are looking really strong for the season to come. The visitation report didn't make it into the booklet this month. The time frame was just a little too tight. Getting those numbers requires park managers to go out to well over 100 sites and get those numbers from the traffic counters. And there's just a few that were not received in time. But I do have a draft report in front of me. And kind of same as the camping. We're about even all with last year, about 2%. Below last May, and about 5% up year-to-date overall. So, like I said, looking forward to a good summer, and a lot of summer ahead of us. As you've probably seen from some email alerts, but the Fort Sisseton Historic Festival kicks off this weekend, and that's one of the divisions, and specifically Fort Sisseton's major signature event there, and it's a great a way to kick off the summer. A lot of great historical reenactments, plays, and music and food and all those kind of things. So looking forward to a good event up there for Sisson for the weekend. And I also want to just touch a little bit on the kiosk, the self-serve kiosk that we reported on a few months ago. We're a little bit behind getting those installed out in all the parks, but we do have a few up and running. We've probably got a dozen or so that have been installed or are up and running. And so far, the feedback on the use of those is excellent. And we're working on getting the remainder of those, roughly about 100 of those kiosks, up and going here shortly in the next few weeks. But what I'm hearing so far is that the public is receiving them well, and it has streamlined a lot of the accounting and work that's associated with selling park entrance licenses extremely well. So that's looking excellent as well. So with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Do we have any questions for Al?
Good report, thanks.
You said some negatives in there, Al, but I think overall you got a great report and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Yep, things are looking really great for another great summer.